Chapter 28, The Ninth Parable, Part 2. So after a few days, we came to the place where we had sat, and he said to me,
"Let us go to the tower, for the owner is coming to inspect it."
So we went to the tower, but absolutely no one was around it, except only the virgins. And the shepherd asked the virgins whether the master of the tower had come there. And they answered that he intended to come and inspect the building. And behold, after a short while, I saw an array of many people advancing, and in their midst was a man whose height exceeded that of the tower. Now the six men in charge of the building were walking with him on his right and left. All those engaged in the building were with him, and many other distinguished people were about him. The virgins who kept watch on the tower ran forward and kissed him and began to walk beside him around the tower. The very tall man examined the building carefully, even handling every stone individually. Taking a staff in his hand, he struck each individual stone that had been placed in the building. After his blow, some stones became black as soot, some mildewed, some showed cracks, some were chipped, some were neither white nor black, some rough and did not fit with the other stones, and some had many stains. Such were the various appearances of the unsound stones found in the building. Therefore, he gave orders that all these stones be removed from the building and placed beside the tower, and other stones be carried in and used as replacements. And the builders asked him from what mountain he wished stones to be carried and used in their place. But he did not command stones to be carried from the mountains. Instead, he commanded them from a nearby plain. When the plain was broken, brilliant square stones were found, as well as some spherical ones. And all of the stones that were in the plain were carried and borne through the gate by the virgins. The square stones were trimmed and put into the place of those that had been removed. The round stones were not fitted into the building because they were too hard to trim and appeared to yield slowly to the chisel. But they were placed beside the tower, as if they would soon be trimmed and placed into the building, for they were extraordinarily brilliant. When he had finished, the distinguished man, the lord of the whole tower, called the shepherd and put him in charge of all the stones lying next to the tower, which had been cast out of the structure. He said to him,
"Clean these stones carefully and use them for the building of the tower. Those that can fit with the others, those that do not fit, throw them far away from the tower."
After giving these orders to the shepherd, he left the tower, accompanied by those with whom he had come. But the virgins remained standing around the tower and kept watch over it. I said to the shepherd, "How can these stones be used once more in the building, after having been rejected?" He answered and said,
"Do you see these stones?"
"I do, sir," I said.
"I shall trim the majority of them,"
he said,
"and place them into the building where they will fit in with the rest."
"But, sir, how can they fill the same space after having been trimmed?" I asked. He answered and said,
"Those found to be too small will find place in the center of the building, but those that are larger will be put on the outside and will afford support to the former."
After these remarks, he said to me,
"Come along. After 2 days, we shall return and clean these stones and throw them into the building. for everything around the building must be cleaned in case the master should suddenly come. For he will be angry if he finds that the approaches to the tower are dirty, and that these stones have not gone into the tower. It would make it appear to the master that I am inattentive.